Okay, so I'll be talking a little bit also of what Dr. Cerqueira talked about diabetes, but mainly the overall strategy of promoting evidence-based policy in the U.S.-Mexico border. As well, I don't have any relationship to disclose. And mainly what we're using is a methodology and through a network from our WHO office. It's called EBIPNET, Evidence Informed Policy Network. EBIPNET is an innovative program to promote the use of health research in policy and decision making and practice. And it's a partnership between the decision makers, researchers, and civil society to facilitate policy and decision making and policy implementation. So we are establishing a network in the border region. The EBIPNET came out of the 58th World Health Assembly as a mandate to establish mechanisms to transfer knowledge in support of evidence-based public health and healthcare delivery systems and evidence-based health-related policies. Currently, there are 10 country offices from PAHO working with their local policymakers and researchers working to establish these networks. One of them is the U.S.-Mexico border, and there are other 20 countries that are have showing intention to participate. So these are the ones that are really working on this methodology and establishing their networks. To establish the EBIPNET and to put it into practice, there are two phases, the planning phase, which takes from May to 12 months to establish a team, the project development, and identify the resources, especially particular funding to keep the network going. And the second phase, it can take from 1 year to 5 years, and it's the team's already implementing all the proposed activities and policy options. So for us to identify the team, we use some of the networks that are already established, which is the Border VHL Collaborating Institutions. And we have over 20 institutions participating within this network, mainly universities on both sides of the border and some other research centers and foundations and associations, the commission. And also there's one particular association that has 13 universities along the border, the Hispanic Serving Health Professionals Schools, and they're also part of the network. So through this network, we built a directory of researchers that can participate in the different topics and different networks. The VHO was recognized in the Lancet as one of the first collaborative efforts for border health information access. So that's why we are using that network that has been already established for that. So putting EBIPNET into practice, this will be, like I mentioned, the phase two. The first thing to do would be setting the priorities for policy and programs, seeking evidence for options, summarizing the evidence to construct the policy briefs, and then the dialogue and to present the policy brief to the decision makers, then implementation, monitoring, and evaluation. At the border, I think we're somewhere in between 3 and 4, finalizing our policy briefs and moving them into the dialogue for policy making. The diabetes one, we want to work with the commission, for example, and then we're doing another one in childhood obesity, working with the school districts. So trying to do some checklists and policy making through the different school districts, along, mainly right now in El Paso, and then see how can that work in other border cities. So that would be the way to transfer the knowledge into action. And the process of identifying priorities, we all know we have some observable health problems. Dr. Cerqueira can show a lot of evidence. Sometimes you don't need that much scientific evidence to see that. But then you have others, things that you don't see, or others that you can change, like the sun, the genetics of the problem, right? So basically when you're looking for the evidence and the options, then you try to find those that you can change, the environmental factors, the behavior, the root determinants, the social factors. The root include knowledge, attitudes, skills, and resources. So for example, here you don't need much evidence to see that there's a problem, the environmental, the social determinants, and everything. And then this, I'm going to scan really quick through these maps. Dr. Cerqueira already went into detail to see that it's something that it's just growing and growing and growing, and it's just not going any lower. It's increasing and increasing. And you can see the border states right there on the U.S. side, and we can do the same for Mexico and it'll be the same, but I'm not going to go into numbers. So that could be another way to define an hour of observable health problems. So how did we identify the problems for the diabetes policy briefs? It was through the U.S.-Mexico border diabetes prevalence study. And again, the numbers, Dr. Sequeira kind of already did those. So then we identify the needs for research evidence and clarify the problem. Then we frame the options to address the problem, describing each of the options, what were their costs and consequences, the benefits, the harms, cost effectiveness per option provided in the policy brief, and then what are the obstacles that can be in there to implement the policy option. Then the level of evidence use. We used the different ones, randomized controlled trials, systematic reviews, and then, like she mentioned, there was also a scoping review, but you can use to support your policy, especially in the border region, sometimes there are not that much evidence to apply to that context. So you can use either scoping, literature, narrative. We also use the systematic reviews and cooperative reviews to support our options. You can find other examples from other country offices and more on the EbibNet network at www.ebibnet.org. And you can find some of the samples of the policy briefs that have been produced through the different networks in the Americas. The systematic reviews, we usually access them through the Cochrane collaboration to the health systems evidence from Canada, from PubMed. And then there's also the GRADE working group to see the value of those systematic reviews, to see if the quality of the systematic reviews and the different policies. So this is a sample of how we build our strategy, what were we researching to do the to support to find the support evidence for the policy options. And then these are some of the findings of the evidence. What do we know from the systematic reviews about the three variable options that were provided to address the problem? And then I guess our next step right now is deciding on and describing the options to this, address the problem. What options should be presented? What is known about their impacts through the systematic reviews and the different evidence? And how confident can we be about the likely impacts using the evidence? How should information about the likely impacts be summarized and the whole